the voice that you've been looking for. No Strings Podcast with Mike Damon comes to you every week. You can visit www.nostringspodcast.com or email info@nostringspodcast.com. No Strings Podcast. It's our voices in voice. It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Hi, welcome again to No Strings Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast, and I am Mike Damon. Oh God, it's so cold here. How are you feeling actually over there? And also, how was the weekend for you? Hope it was good and safe. This is particularly a sad episode, as something really terrible happened during the weekend. Actually happened in Port Harcourt, here in Nigeria, River State, of course, in River State on December 13th, 2015. Yeah, No Strings got a tip-off, you know, about a sudden, you know, set-up arrangement made by a group of friends, you know, who trapped a young Nigerian man who looked between the ages of 20-22. Who was trapped in a house with another young man, you know, who lured him into coming over to his house after they had several conversations with each other on the interactive WhatsApp media chat application. Upon my arrival there, I observed that there were, you know, a whole lot of people there, you know, with planks and sticks, and they were planning on doing horrible things, you know, with this gay guy. He was actually naked and begging that it wasn't his fault that he was gay and that he's been trying to change, you know, for some time but has failed each time. The young man further revealed to me that he knew this guy from a chemist where he goes to get drugs for his asthmatic mother. As the young man sells and manages the chemist, he further states that he has been good friends with this guy for some time and that they had been having regular conversations both on phone and on different chat applications. He said, okay, we were only chatting, as I'm quoting him right now, he said, we were only chatting as good friends until when he inquired about why I was so serious with him and I was in love with him. He continued, I told him that I really liked him and that I felt like I was with a woman each time I was with him, so he invited me over so we could, you know, see and, you know, talk more, you know, as good friends, of course. That was when I decided to go see him. He also mentioned that he realized that he was gay, you know, in 2008 while he was still in school, and ever since he has found it really hard to change or to stop being gay, obviously. Upon further inquiries, the guy who organized the setup said, I knew this guy was a homosexual when he started calling me frequently and constantly wanting to meet me. He also said that he confirmed the story from the victim that the victim comes to get drugs from him for his asthmatic mother, you know, from his chemist. And that was when they exchanged numbers, and when he traveled to Lagos for his football training, came back, you know, and they finally agreed to meet. And the guy, obviously, the gay guy seemed really, you know, excited about their meeting. He also, quoting him right now, he said, I actually thought he was joking until when he came to my house and asked that we have sex. That was when I excused myself to go to the bathroom, call my friends on the phone who mobilized friends and neighbors. However, I have asked them not to beat him, but really I may not be able to help this situation if they go against that. Can you imagine? Now right now, you know, we quoting him again, right now we are waiting for his parents to come so that we can inform them of their situation so that they can know what their child is doing. We wouldn't want to proceed with arresting him or anything of that nature, as the family is a good customer and they do not have money to get him out of the situation if the matter gets to the police, he concluded. I also had to talk with the victim once again, and he said that the people I live, quoting him right now, he said, the people I live with are not my biological parents. I only came to Port Harcourt to help them, and if they find out, they may send me back to the village. Really sad. Sad. He faces rejection, actually, if just in case his parents, his guardians gets to find out about his sexual orientation. This is part of the many things that young people in Nigeria face when relatives and parents and guardians gets to find out or discover about their sexual orientation. It's quite terrible out here. I'm going to leave you now. I actually did cover the incident, and I have everything that happened on recording, of course. Yes, I got into talking briefly with the young man, and the young man, the victim, of course, and you're going to hear a snippet of our conversation. I'm also going to play you a snippet of the discussion that I had with the other guy who arranged the setup.
You're listening to No Strings.
What is your name?
Abraham.
Where do you live?
I said in estate. Let me just...
Which estate? Which of the estates? This one?
Yeah.
So what did you come to do here?
Just
How did you connect with this guy? How did you connect with the guy? What did you connect
Where
with
him? This,
How did you meet him? I'm recording you. You're going to go live. That is just
no.
That's why I came
here.
So,
I
want to find out
where
I
came here.
Hold on. How did you connect with him? I want to find out how you managed to connect with this guy that you came to visit now. What's your link? How did you link up with him?
We are just a friend.
You met him before now, not on the internet, not any chat, no, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, you met him as a friend.
Yeah.
And what did you tell him? How did you explain yourself initially? And why are you here?
What was your intention?
What did you say? What exactly did you say to him? Did you tell him anything before coming to this, before he invited you? Did you tell him?
We were just chatting on the phone.
Okay, you were chatting with your application or whatever. Which one? WhatsApp. And you told him what? What things did you tell him? He has it already on his phone, the conversation.
Yeah.
You told him that you are what?
We just playing chat.
You were playing?
We just talking.
Yeah. You were chatting with him, and what things did you tell him? You told him that you wanted some friends with him. What kind of friends? What were you? Please, just explain clearly so that they can know how to come into the issue. Because he may have the conversation already on his phone. He may have the conversation already recorded and kept on his phone.
I know this is wrong, but...
I want to hear directly from your mouth. What did you tell him during the course of your conversation with him? What exactly did you tell him? Did you tell him that you're coming to what? And who are you? How did you present yourself? It's a simple question. Simple as ABCD. You haven't completely said the entire truth. Okay, you only told him that you're coming to see him. You did not label yourself anything. You did not tell him about whatever you think you are. Did he ask you anything? Did he ask you if you are attracted to him? Did he say yes? Did he say so?
he asked if it was wrong, he asked if I love him.
And you said yes to it.
Yes.
And you defined what you meant when you said you loved him. What kind of love? You defined it. You told him about how you want to have sex with him. Did you say it? They will be really, tell it to me. I can salvage the situation. Tell it to me now. Did you tell him, did you mention it to him that you like him?
Yes, I mentioned him.
Did you offer him money?
No.
I was lost.
You told him that you wanted sex with him?
Yeah.
Say now, I know you were scared of something. Say something, just help us. Did you say that you were going to have sex with him?
Because I'm working now.
Could you put it on someone? Are you doing it? Can you put it on recording? Put it on recording. Audio record so that it will be clearer for you.
Please. I'll just say.
Did you say?
It's not my face. Like,
hold on. Did you say that you were going to have sex with him?
Okay. I said it.
What are you giving to this
father? I said it. Wait.
To offer something.
You know?
Welcome back to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast, and I am Mike Damon. That was it. So let's go here now from the guy who actually did organize the setup. It's actually a snippet, and you may struggle to hear exactly what he's saying, but I think I'm just hoping that you might be able to make, you know, sense out of what he's saying in general. I'll be back. It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Hi, welcome back to No Strings, and I'm Mike Damon. Really sad news. I'm just hoping a whole lot of people, you know, will learn a whole lot of things from, you know, these incidents. It's terrible out here in Nigeria, and sometimes I just wonder how some young people just let loose, you know, and just not take caution. It has already happened. There's nothing really we can do, you know, but just to learn, you know, from the situation. You know, there are certain things, if you listen carefully to his statements, you would come to understand that there are certain things that he talked about. You know, there were certain things that the other guy, the gay guy, of course, did not observe. You know, the doors were left unlocked. He didn't, you know, take note of that. Also, he allowed himself to get carried away with what he wanted to do. And just, how can you just get into someone's house and just for a few minutes and you're starting to pull off, you know, your entire clothes? Now, that's another thing. Also, to avoid these kinds of things from actually happening, one is to make sure that you confirm from other people within the gay community if they can recommend someone before agreeing to meet them. That is, if you must meet someone at all. Also, do not agree to meet people in their house at the very first meeting. Instead, agree to meet them in an open environment, say a neutral place that is far away from each other's house. But if anyone disagrees, you know, with this, then the best thing to do is just to quit. Finally, really important, stop obsessing over people you know that are not homosexuals or that you are not sure of their sexual orientation, regardless of how they look. This can lead you on into wanting to try out your luck, you know, and this could really be dangerous, as you could, you know, just like the young guy, be trapped and exposed. It's sad. You know, most people do this, you know, because of someone's physical appearance, you just let yourself go and just, you know, be vulnerable. Don't put yourself in these kinds of situations, because if it happens, you know, someone might not just be there to help you out of that situation. That's going to be right about this for this week's episode. Of course, I'll come again next week with another exciting episode. If you want to reach me, you can tweet at NSPodcast1, or you can like us, of course, on our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/NoStringsPodcast. You can send me an email using MikeDamon@NoStringsPodcast.com. You can also email the show using info@NoStringsPodcast.com. I'll be with you again next week for another exciting episode. So you do well to subscribe on the website, of course, to get updates, you know, for new episodes. Also, please, just in case if there's anything interesting going on, something you've observed, you know, within the area where you live, you can also reach out to me on my Facebook page. Just leave a message there. Just leave a post or something. I'll get right onto it. Do have a lovely week ahead of you. I'll be back again next week. Bye-bye.